Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning we're talking about priority, putting God in first place in our lives. In the skit we heard earlier this morning in worship, we heard some examples of how the Lord's Prayer explains to us about putting God first in our lives. And even how we can put God first in our lives by putting other people, treating other people well as well. When it comes to treating God first, putting God first in our lives, how about that story in Genesis chapter 12 we heard this morning? The story of the Old Testament patriarch by the name of Abram. If you know his story, you know that later on, God changes his name to Abraham. In Genesis chapter 12, we find a man by the name of Abram at the age of 75 years old, and God tells him, Abram, I want you to leave where you are right now, leave your father's house, leave your relatives, and go on a journey with me to a place I'm going to show you. 75 years old, and God calls him to do this. And God gave a promise. When we think about 75-year-old Abram, don't be confused and think that he lived at a time when the people in the Bible lived to be 6, 7, 8, 900 years old. He was living at a time when lifespans were already shrinking and had already shrunk. Yes, he was an older man. We see in Abram, though, a man who trusted in God's promises. And his trust in promises was not just an idle trust, but enabled him to do things for God and put God first in his life. Martin Luther put it this way. I love Martin Luther's choice of words. He says that Abram's trust in God's promises didn't simply lie in his heart like foam on beer, but that his trust in God empowered him to respond to God's call. And that's what Abram did. He responded to God's call. God was first in his life. So Abram went, taking with him his wife, who was 65 years old, and one relative, his nephew by the name of Lot. And as they left his father's house, the place where he had grown up, the place where he had a very successful business, he went out to a place where people did not know God. And in the midst of this area where people did not know God, we're told in this morning's Bible reading that Abram stopped there, and he constructed an altar to God. I don't know how many times I've read this account and thought to myself, oh, big deal. People in the Bible, there's stories all over the Bible of people building altars for God. We do it today, too. There's countless altars around our country. But Abram built this altar to God in the midst of a darkness where people did not know God. It may have even been harmful to him or threatening to him to build this altar in the midst of a place where people trusted in all these other gods. Do you ever think about opportunities you might have to do something similar to what Abram did when he built that altar? We all do. We have all opportunities to build altars in the midst of darkness very often. Those times when maybe there's peer pressure to do something that you know is not right, and you put God first, you follow God's will, you do what God would want you to do, at that place and time, you are building an altar to God. You are setting forth a light in the midst of darkness that points to the God you serve. putting God first in your life. When it comes to putting God first in our lives, maybe we might think that it boils down to following certain laws, doing the right thing, not doing certain things. 2,000 years ago, the Pharisees asked Jesus a question about which law is the greatest. And the Pharisees had a lot of laws. And even if you can only think of 10 laws, that's still a lot, isn't it? The 10 commandments. They asked Jesus this as a trick question, because they knew that if Jesus would say that one law is more important than another of God's laws, he couldn't do that and be theologically sound. Because how could one part of God's word be more important than another part of God's word? And so when Jesus answered that question, as he did this in this morning's gospel lesson, he said the greatest command is this. The greatest part of the law is this. Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your mind, with all of your soul. Put God first. Paul summarizes the law so well too. In Romans chapter 9, Paul says that the fulfillment of the law is love. Loving God and loving others. Jesus said the greatest commandment is loving the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all your mind, with all of your soul. And the second one is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. The fulfillment of the law is love. When it comes to putting God first in our lives, it boils down to loving God and loving others. In stewardship, we talk about the proper management of our time, our talents, and our treasures. The three words that start with the letter T. But this morning, I'd like to go into five words that begin with the letter T that we all have an opportunity to manage on a daily basis for God. First of all, our time. Let's begin with time. Do we love God through the use of our time? Each and every one of us, every week, has 10,080 minutes. You take out sleep, you got about 7,000 minutes yet. Do we make good use of those minutes in loving God? I think sometimes we can use improvement. We see some trends in our country today that indicate that Christians aren't making the best use of their time in loving God. Remember the third commandment says, remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy, just like we're doing right now. But numbers show us that across our country, worship attendance is down. Two things are contributing to that. First of all, a number of young people, a lot of young people who are walking away from the Christian faith. Second of all, boils down to the use of time among God's people. And that is what's considered regular church attendance. 20 years ago, regular church attendance was, let's say, 3 out of 4 weeks. Today, it's less than half, sometimes 1 out of 4 weeks. And that boils down to attending worship less often and lower church attendance numbers. One way that we love our God with our use of time is through worshiping Him. Look at your calendar. Are you spending time with God too in Bible study, in prayer, meditating on His Word? The second T word through which we love God is through our talents, the gifts, the abilities that God gives us. Each and every one of us, as you know, is made differently and uniquely, wonderfully. God has given each and every one of us different talents, abilities through which we can serve Him. Are you using those talents, abilities, gifts to serve God and others, or more for serving yourself? Or maybe, am I even using those gifts? The use of our treasures is another way through which we love God and we serve God. You know, last weekend here, we had a couple of guests with us for worship. Pastor Chuck Tesoro and his wife Karen, missionaries in Nigeria, West Africa. They told us about their experiences over there. He preached on Sunday morning. If you weren't here last week, his sermon's on our website. You can listen to it as he explains about life serving in Nigeria. They've been there for 29 years. And when we left here last week after worship, we sent out an offering plate in the narthex where we all had an opportunity to give them a financial blessing to support their mission as they go back to Nigeria. And he emailed me late this week indicating that Trinity members gave him nearly $1,000 last weekend. And I know that over the week, this past week, a couple of people called or emailed asking me for an address to which they can send him a financial blessing because they weren't prepared last weekend. So the Cesaros say thank you to all the folks here at Trinity for supporting their mission as they go back to translating the scriptures into, I think, at least 7 different languages over in Nigeria. So the way that one of the many ways that we can love God with our treasures. We also love God with our treasures as we serve others who are in need, as we do with our thanksgiving in gathering. Some scriptures point to loving God that way. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 16, the scriptures say, "Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God." Hebrews chapter 13, verse 16. Another way that we put God first, that we love God in our lives, here's one of the new T words, is with the temple. The Bible tells us that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. How do I use that temple in a God-pleasing way to show love for God? And the final T word through which we love and serve God, put God first in our lives, is with my testimony, the story of my walk with God. Am I keeping it to myself, or am I looking for opportunities to share that with others to point them into a relationship with God and putting God first in their lives? Excuse me. Ways for us to love God. We can't stop there, though. That's how we love God. But the reason we show our love for God is because we serve a God who loves us. With the kids earlier this morning, I used this little green measuring cup to point out how we cannot measure God's love. Maybe if you're in a kitchen this week and you pull out a measuring cup, I hope it reminds you that you can't measure God's love. It's that great for you. No matter how great your sin may be, God loves you. He forgives you. His love cannot be measured. If you're going about your work this week and you find yourself taking out a tape measure or a ruler, let it remind you that God's love cannot be measured. In the Old Testament, the psalmist says that God's love is higher than the heavens. He sent his son to die for you. That kind of love cannot be measured. Let that tape measure remind you then of that. Or if you're sitting there right now looking at your watch, thinking, how long is the preacher going to keep going this morning. But then I want to remind you that God's love cannot be measured. Again, the psalmist in the Old Testament says that God's love is from everlasting to everlasting. God's love for you will never end. You have a God whose love cannot be measured. I hope and pray that that good news will inspire you and move you to put God first in your life as you manage all that He has entrusted to you. In Jesus' name, amen.